Cameron and Joshua could hear the catfight from the moment they walked through the church doors. Instinctively, she put her hand on her gun. Joshua reached out to stop her and shook his head. When she looked at him questioningly, a grin crossed his face. Before he could explain, an elderly woman came running into the sanctuary from the back meeting rooms. "Oh, Joshua, I'm so glad you're here," she pointed in the direction of the shrieks. "They're at it again." They followed her to a Sunday school classroom in the back of the church. There, they found Doris Sullivan and Mildred Hildebrand rolling on the floor and pulling each other's gray hair, while four bewildered-looking women stood over them. Doris and Mildred were shrieking like alley cats fighting over a single bite of tuna. Dressed in a purple dress and a red bonnet, one of the class members was clapping her hands in a vain attempt to get their attention.
"Ladies! Ladies! Stop this right now!"
Joshua grabbed Mildred around her thick waist and pulled her to her feet where she straddled Doris.
"Tramp!" Mildred yelled. "You're nothing but a damned, cheap, jealous slut! And you're a stuck-up old biddy!"
Doris leaped to her feet with the agility of a teenager.
"I'm a great-grandmother! How dare you talk to me like that!"
"Ladies!"
the red-hatted woman snapped in a loud voice.
"I won't have cursing in God's house! I won't have it! Why do you even come here?"
Mildred yelled.
"You don't know the first thing about Christian charity! Your own sister hated you!" "How dare you!"
Doris shoved her in her plump chest. Mildred fell back against Joshua. The unexpected force of her body against his knocked the two of them off their feet and down to the floor in the corner of the small room. Cameron tried to pull the enraged woman off them, but before she could do so, Doris yanked off her opponent's wig to reveal a head of thin, gray strands of hair. Unaware that she was still sitting on top of Joshua, Mildred attempted to cover her head while screaming as loud as her lungs would allow. The other women, long aware of Mildred's wig, covered their mouths to hide their amusement. Stunned, Cameron's mouth dropped open. Shrieking with delight, Doris ran out of the room while triumphantly waving the hairpiece.
"You spiteful little bitch!"
Mildred scrambled off Joshua and gave chase.
"I don't believe this," one of the women muttered.
Cameron helped Joshua struggle to his feet, and the two of them ran out into the sanctuary where they found Doris skipping through one row of pews before turning to dance along the next one.
"This proves you're a phony, Millie."
When Mildred tried to reach for the wig, Doris jumped up onto the seat to hold it out of her reach.
"You never have forgiven me for stealing Ralph from you."
"You didn't steal him," Doris claimed.
"I left him."
Mildred scoffed.
"Who do you think you're kidding? Your family had to send you away to boarding school to get you to leave him alone."
Watching Mildred over her shoulder, Doris ran down the center aisle toward the main doors where her getaway was cut off by Joshua, who caught her in his arms.
"That's enough," he said.
"She started it!"
Tears pouring from her eyes, Mildred pointed an accusing finger at her adversary.
"She's been spreading despicable rumors about Ralph!"
"Liar!"
Doris lunged for her, but Joshua yanked her back.
"Stop it!"
His commanding voice bounced off the walls and ceilings of the church to capture everyone's attention.
"Stop it right now."
He grabbed the wig.
"Have you forgotten where you are? You're behaving like a couple of heathens."
The reminder made the two women look guiltily at their feet. Joshua handed the wig to Mildred.
"Go put your hair on and clean yourself up."
Tears in her eyes, Mildred hurried down the stairs to the ladies' bathroom. Joshua turned his attention to Doris, who was still looking at her feet like a naughty child.
"Doris Sullivan, if I catch you stirring up trouble again, I'm telling the pastor, and you'll be removed for any position of leadership. Got it?"
He clapped his hands to capture everyone's attention. "Break it up. The show's over." While he ushered the woman back to the Sunday school classroom, Joshua caught Cameron's eye. No words were necessary to communicate the next step in their investigation.
She turned heel to head to the ladies' room to help Mildred get a few things off her abundant chest.